Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, May 27th. Pharmacists, nurses, and physician assistants in Michigan are now allowed to authorize COVID-19 tests. That's under an executive order signed yesterday by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Rick Pluta reports.
Whitmer says this means people who think they might be infected or have been exposed to the coronavirus don't have to get a doctor's permission for a test. The order applies to people who display one or more symptoms, who've been in contact with someone who shows symptoms or has been diagnosed with COVID-19, or someone who's been away from home for 10 days or more for work.
If you fit this expanded criteria, I hope that you will find a test site near you and go get tested.
The State Department of Health and Human Services reports the pace of new infections in Michigan has slowed dramatically, but it says the reliability of that data requires as many people as possible getting tested. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
Central Michigan nurses held an informational picket yesterday over frustrations with McLaren's management of the pandemic. Nurses called for greater transparency around the availability of personal protective equipment, as well as information regarding federal funds that have come to the hospital and how those funds have been used. Christy Cerniak is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association at McLaren Central Michigan in Mount Pleasant. She says the lack of transparency raises questions.
What are they doing with any potential federal funding that they're receiving, and why they aren't willing to be forthcoming with that information to alleviate any concerns the nurses and frontline workers may have that they will be provided with adequate supplies.
In addition, Cerniak says nurses have been operating without a union contract since November. A spokesperson for McLaren Central Michigan says they are hopeful to reach a mutually agreeable contract in the near future. Just about a week ago, a record flood swept through parts of Midland County. This week, contractors are busy assessing the damage to homes and businesses and starting to make repairs. Jimmy Green is the CEO of Associated Builders and Contractors. He says many of the contractors are victims of the flood as well.
You know, these folks don't just have a professional place that was in tatters. We have a lot of them whose personal homes were destroyed as well, too. So it's just been god-awful.
Officials are still assessing the damage from the flood, but contractors say it could take up to a year to repair some of the damage that was done. Just upstream from Midland in Gladwin County, curious residents are being advised to stay out of the bed of the now-empty Wixom Lake. WCMU's Ben Thorpe reports.
County health and law enforcement officials held a press conference to update residents on cleanup efforts underway after the collapse of the Edenville Dam. Gladwin County is among those that experienced widespread flooding. Gladwin County Sheriff Michael Shea said residents should stay away from the bottomlands of Wixom Lake or connected riverbeds.
It's still not a safe environment for people to be down in there with their four-wheelers or any other kind of a thing that they see fit.
Gladwin officials say they are working with state and federal officials to begin inspections of dams within the Cedar and Tittabawassee Rivers. Residents in need of shelter or food are encouraged to call 211. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Wednesday, the 27th day of May, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.